1-0 Emporia State, just one hit in this game thus far as we go to the fifth. And the pitching staffs have been really, really on point. An extremely well-pitched game here through four innings. Emporia State Baseball brought to you by RV Doc, 618 Industrial Road, repairs for your RV for over 25 years.
Riker Edwards
up for the second time here in the fifth inning. He is 0-for-1, ground ball out in the second inning, grounded out to Coffin. That was an incredible play, leaping by Coffin there at the shortstop position. First pitch is up and away. Hornets have had to make, both teams have had to make some nice defensive plays to keep the score and the stats where they're at right now. That pitch misses apparently low. Two balls and no strikes. You had that play there by Coffin on the infield. Unrein with an over-the-shoulder catch on the warning track at center field. Three balls, no strikes. As that pitch missed down and in from Chindamo. 3-0 from the windup. And standing there like a statue, Riker Edwards was not going to move a muscle right there, and he didn't. That pitch was grooved in there for him, but he lets it go for the strike. The 3-1. Strike two. And looking around to his dugout, Edwards thought that that was maybe two down. But he takes it. It's strike two. That fills up the count. Three balls, two strikes. From the wind, Chindamo makes the pitch. Foul tip. That one was a little high. And Edwards just shaved off a little piece and fouled it straight back to the netting. Chindamo's been working very quickly here. It's the 3-2. Outside, ball four. So Quentin Chindamo perfect through the first four innings. That's the first base runner of the game for Central Missouri. Now it's Trey Jasnowiczkowski. Jasnowiczkowski for Central Missouri, along with Lincoln Stevenson, both guys making just their second starts of the season for Central Missouri. He's 0-for-1. Ground ball out in the second. And a throw to first here. So for the first time, Chindamo, who was perfect through the first four, is going to have to pitch with a runner on first base. And that can be a little bit different when you've been grooving like Chindamo has. You get used to pitching in that windup position. Chindamo with a couple of checks. And from the stretch, pitches in there for a strike. Bunt was shown by Jasnowiczkowski, but he pulls it back. But Nathan Foley said it was in there. So Jasnowiczkowski and Lincoln Stevenson each making their second start of the season in the UCM lineup here on this Game 3 rubber match. Here's a throw to first by Chindamo. Chindamo collecting himself. He had been, when he was out of the windup with nobody on, he was pitching at about 15 seconds on the pitch clock. Taking more time here, which you can understand. That fastball missed away. One ball, one strike. First base runner of the game for Central Missouri in the top of the fifth. 1-0 Emporia State. Game three of the series. Hornets winning game one after a 42-minute lightning delay. Central Missouri blanking the Hornets yesterday to tie it up. Nice throw over there by Chindamo, and Riker Edwards dives back safely. Chindamo sets. Couple of nods. He throws the pitch in there for a breaking ball. Jasnowiczkowski frozen. Can't move the bat. One ball, two strikes. Not much of a lead over there for Edwards, just at the edge of the cutoff, but too far for Chindamo, who throws over again. Another throw to first. This Mule team, as we've told you in this series, a team that loves to run. Ryker Edwards is one of those guys. They have 11 players on the Mule roster that have at least 10 steals on the year. Edwards is one of them. The pitch. Just outside, two balls, two strikes. Central Missouri coming into game three with 157 steals on the year in 40 games. They're averaging over four stolen bases per game. The 2-2. Runner starts. The ball is lifted to left center field. Unrein turns and watches it go, and Central Missouri is on the board, and they take the lead in the fifth. Their first hit, a two-run home run. Boy, what a start for Trey Jasnowiczkowski. Just the fourth hit of the season. It's his second home run, and Central Missouri has a 2-1 lead in the top of the fifth.
Now batting right fielder, Brock Koble.
Just shows you when you're on offense, you've got to take advantage of opportunities. Central Missouri was blown over by Chindamo. He faced the minimum through four, but now here in the fifth, just one hit, and UCM has the lead. Here is Brock Koble. Pitches outside, ball one. Just the 30th home run of the season for Central Missouri. There's a strike to Koble. Which, I mean, in previous years for this UCM offense, they would have one guy on their team that would be challenging for 30 home runs. It's a much, much different style of offense for Coach Crooks. Line drive, but that's right at the shortstop. Hit solidly, but not a bullet off the bat of Koble there. Right to Coffin. He makes the play.
Now batting catcher,
one away.
Cody Moore.
2-1 Central Missouri here at the midway point of the rubber match of the series. We're in the top of the fifth. Chindamo kicks and fires. The pitch is outside to the catcher, Cody Moore. Moore grounded out to Chindamo. It's last time up in the third. That pitch misses maybe inside, maybe a little low. Two balls, no strikes. The 2-0 pitch sailed away. Three balls, no strikes. Chindamo has not been a guy who has stretched out a ton this year for Emporia State. He's only made it past the fourth inning one time this season. Here's the 3-0 pitch. That one's just inside, ball four. So the first three base runners of the game on in this fifth inning for Central Missouri. With one out, they lead 2-1.
Dobson.
Here's Colin Dobson. And Anthony Cainbuehl going to come out here. Hornets have got a lefty up in their bullpen working. Central Missouri continuing action in their bullpen. Chindamo, over his last three outings, has not made it into, or past, I should say, the fourth inning. 3 2/3 at Rogers State, three against Newman, and then three against Missouri Southern in his last action. He's given up multiple earned runs in each of those. I misspoke. He's been past the fourth inning twice. He had a great start against New Mexico Highlands. A scoreless appearance. One of two quality starts for Chindamo this year. He also had a quality start giving up three runs, but just one earned against Northwest Missouri back in February. Quality start, of course, meaning you get at least through six innings and you give up no more than three earned runs in your outing. The value of a quality start, depending on who you ask, maybe depends a little bit. Here's the pitch. That slider stayed inside to Dobson. Old school guys would say, quality start, that's not even a good ERA back in, you know, the 80s and 90s. But still, I think that's a good benchmark of the quality start, three runs through six innings, especially in college. If you've done that as the starting pitcher, then you have given your team a very, very reasonable chance to, if not win the ball game, to be in it going into the last third of the game. The 1-0. Foul tip there. Big swing by Dobson, who flew out to center field. That was a really tremendous web gem in the third inning as Unrein made a catch going out. Now out comes John Martin. The umpire has come out to talk with Chindamo, and I believe that this is another one of those situations where Lynn got hit by a foul ball. And yeah, there's a gentle tap on the back there from John Martin. He is a former catcher, and as a former home plate umpire myself, yeah, that is a really difficult spot to be. There's a number of different places there. You wear equipment, obviously, but it does not cover everything, and sometimes even if it is covered, sometimes it doesn't cover it well enough. So the umpire went out. They wanted to give Lynn a chance to recover. He apparently appears to be okay, but yeah, that can absolutely ruin your day for sure. Here's the pitch. Fouled off on the first base side. One ball and two strikes. Not an easy job, these catchers. It's the primary reason why the Hornets have typically been splitting the catching duties. Lynn has typically been the Sunday catcher and then caught the midweek MIAA games when the Hornets play them. Here's the 1-2. That one's up. Snap throw down to first, and they've got the runner picked off. Moore is caught up. It was a bad throw to first, and Moore is able to swipe second. The throw was wide of first base into foul territory there from Lynn, and that ends up delivering Moore to second base. Steele did a great job, made a good throw to second base, but it was the throw from the catcher Lynn that was wide. It made Steele take extra steps by first base. A good job there by Moore to realize that he was hung up and that he had to get his motor running to second or else he was going to be out at first. Here's the foul ball down the third base side by Dobson. The count is 2-2. They give a steal to Cody Moore there for Central Missouri. Here is a swing and a miss for Dobson. He is down on strikes. And so the Mules with two outs, they get a runner on to scoring position, but Dobson can't take advantage.
Lincoln Stevenson.
And here's Lincoln Stevenson, the other Mule that has started just one game this season. 2-1 Central Missouri. Top of five. Central Missouri with literally all of their offense in this inning. First pitch strike from Quinton Chindamo on the outside corner. Stevenson with a ground ball out to Cruz in a pretty nifty play back in the third. So Chindamo, who was perfect through four, benefited from several nice defensive plays. Here's a hard grounder. That's going to be through the hole on the left side. Santiago comes up throwing. They sent the runner, but the throw bounces over the cutoff man's head, and it's going to be an RBI two-out single. So two guys this inning making their second starts for Central Missouri have come up the biggest for the Cardinal in black, and out comes John Martin. That will be the end of the game for Quinton Chindamo, who was perfect through four, but he gives up three runs here in the fifth, and it's been a couple of unlikely candidates. Trey Jasnowiskowski with a two-run home run and then the two-out RBI single by Lincoln Stevenson that has delivered Central Missouri a 3-1 lead in the top of the fifth. Call to the bullpen is brought to you by Nextech Wireless, the latest in wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Nextech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. We'll tell you about the new Hornet pitcher when we come back. The Hornets down 3-1 in Game 3 of their three-game series. You're listening to Emporia State Baseball.
Mix 104.9.
So Trey Jasnowiskowski, a freshman from St. Louis, and Lincoln Stevenson, a redshirt freshman from Blue Springs, Missouri. Both coming up with the heroics. They have combined to drive in all three runs for Central here in this fifth. New pitcher Nick Woodcock for the Hornets. The Hornets find themselves in a 3-1 deficit. Two outs here in the top of the fifth. And the first pitch to Chase Wilcox is down and away from Woodcock, the lefty, in there for Emporia State. Woodcock making his 19th appearance of the season. 3-2 with a 6.0 ERA. Big breaking ball there that somehow found the zone. Looked like it was sailing high and inside, but the big curveball from Woodcock finds the inside corner for strike one. One ball and one strike. Lefty on lefty matchup. The pitch. Tried to do it again, but that one stayed too far in. Two balls, one strike. Woodcock, curveball is number two pitch. He'll pair that with a fastball and a changeup for ESU in those black caps today. Here's the 2-1 pitch, just outside. Hornets have only shown one cap, at least in the games that I've seen, that Batten Corky silhouette logo. Solid black with the white outline of Corky with that bat. Presumably after a Hornet home run, they could use one of those today. That one's fouled off on the 3-1 pitch by Wilcox. Wilcox with two pop-outs to the shortstop coffin in this game for E-State. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. A two-run home run by Trey Jasnowiskowski. And a RBI single by Lincoln Stevenson delivering the runs in this inning for Central Missouri. Runner takes off, but it's a swing and a miss, so Woodcock comes in off the bench. Hornets have gotten really good relief pitching in this series, and they get the key out there, but three runs come across. We go to the bottom of the fifth. We're at the midway point of the rubber match, Hornets and the Mules. It's Central Missouri 3, Emporia State 1. You're listening to Emporia State Baseball.